Have you ever been out to the middle of nowhere on a clear night? If you have, you'll know that when you're in a place like that, in the middle of the night, and when it's cloudless, your eyes are drawn in a particular direction. They're drawn upward. They're drawn up to the sky, up to the stars, shining bright. It's an amazing sight when you get a clear night out in the middle of the wild somewhere. Let me read to you today's verses from Philippians and chapter 2. It's verses 14 and 15. Do everything without grumbling and arguing, so that you may be blameless and pure, children of God who are faultless in a crooked and perverted generation, among whom you shine like stars in the world, by holding firm to the word of life. I wonder if you think like yourself, of yourself like that very often. If you're a Christian, you are a star shining in this world. Or at least you should be. That's how we're to be as God's people. But there is something that can drift over that shining brightness, just like a star at night. Clouds can obscure the view, dim the view. What is it that clouds the starry brightness of a Christian life? Well, Paul tells us in these verses very clearly in verse 14. He says, do everything without grumbling and arguing. It's quite a challenge, really, isn't it? I mean, just stop and think perhaps about the last few weeks while you've been in lockdown. You grumbled much? Have you argued with the people you live with? I suggest you probably have, haven't you? Even if you haven't grumbled out loud to someone or argued out loud with someone, perhaps you've run over some grumbles in your head and some arguments that you'd like to have with people around you or further afield. But that's not the Christian way. That's not what it means to be like Christ, to grumble, to argue. No, we're to put those things aside. It doesn't mean that we can't seek to make a point when we think someone's wrong, but it must be done graciously, without grumbling. We shouldn't be argumentative in spirit. That shouldn't characterize us. No, we're to shine like stars in the universe. But to do that, it's not enough just to put aside grumbling and arguing. We also need to hold firm to the word of life. The word of life is the Bible in one sense, but it's the one about whom the Bible supremely speaks, and that is Jesus Christ. You see, we shine like stars that are reliant on a PowerPoint, a power supply. We have to be plugged in. In that sense, we're more like a lamp. We have to be plugged into Jesus, because that is where the electricity comes from, if you like, so that we shine brightly. But when we put aside the clouds of grumbling and arguing, when we plug into Jesus so that we have his grace, his strength, his power flowing into our hearts and lives, then we do shine like stars in the universe. We shine like stars in this world. And people will notice and want to know why.